Welcome to Unearthed with Christine Babu. Have you ever wondered how much talent rests 6 feet under? Well, I did wonder, my friends, and it turns out there's just way too much talent. So many of us leave this world never having scratched even the surface of our greatness. Well, we're here to solve this problem. So get ready, my friend. We're about to unearth something beautiful in you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. Now let's get started. Well, hello there, my friend. It's an understatement to say that I am super excited to be back on this mic again. There's something beautiful about doing something from a place of purpose and with the realization that there is a bigger picture being created in this space, much bigger than my dreams, much bigger than all our dreams. And if you haven't tuned into our first episode of this season, I encourage you to do so because my excitement is truly, truly better explained in that episode. So to get things started off in today's episode, I want us to dive into a topic that I have been wrestling with more so recently than ever before. It is the idea of staying true to who we are. And by that, I mean staying true to who we are no matter the circumstances. In today's world where fame, success, influence, power, authority, you name it, is well sought after, there has, in my opinion, become sort of a creation of a void, so to speak, where there's this visibility of an increased absence of authenticity. I mean, marketing campaigns often push for anything but authenticity, and the drive for success often leaves many looking back at what they once were, at who they once were, the values they held so sacred at one point. So success in our times has become sort of a trade-off where many feel the pressure to trade their values for success. And that often means who they once were is traded away. The values they once held so sacred is traded away or pushed to the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. And the pressure to become this new person comes up ever so greatly, and someone feels the pressure to then say goodbye to who they were and become who the society is calling them to be. In corporate America, this shows up in what many would refer to as politics. You will witness many leaders and even associates decline to do the right thing or look the other way so as not to rock the boat, so to speak, or find themselves isolated in an island all on their own, and which oftentimes makes it so difficult for those who want to continue to climb the corporate ladder to do so. This is sadly, my friend, how many corporate leaders gain influence, power, authority, and whatever else comes with playing the corporate political game. So in today's episode, my friend, I want us to dive into this topic and really discuss how we can remain true to who we are and not fall prey to the pressures that society brings our way. So to start us off, we need to first acknowledge that it is oftentimes very difficult to remain true to who we are amidst mounting pressures to become who society wants us to be. That can show up in how we look, that can show up in the opinions we have, and in the support that we have for others. It shows up in all sorts of areas in our lives, and it truly is difficult oftentimes to remain who we want to be if the opposition takes on a different stance. So we must acknowledge this, because if it were so easy, we will not see this pervasive nature of inauthenticity show up in our everyday life. I mean, if that were the case, my friend, this would not be a battle that any of us would need to overcome. Success and the desire for it has a way of enticing each and every one of us to become, again, who society wants us to become, so that we can fulfill our dreams. Or so it says, or they say, because truly, is that really the case? Because we know of, and we'll talk about this some more, we know of successful people who haven't had to, who haven't compromised who they are, but still become who they wanted to be, you know? So it's the reason why when we take a selfless stand for something we truly believe in, the island of authenticity, courage, and justice is usually an island less visited, and therefore we often find ourselves on this island alone. And who wants to be on an island all by themselves? I mean, as human beings, we are created for, you know, community. We are created to be around other people. We want to be a part of something. And many of us want to be a part of something much greater than we are. So it's really difficult to take a stand for what we believe in when the mounting pressures is coming against you and who you are, you know? So I remember when I faced a similar situation in my career where I had to immediately take a stand for what was right. It was amidst mounting pressures to look the other way and take new offers of promotions that would further my career, or so they said. And immediately I said, no, my friend, I said, no. I wanted to stand up for what was right. I did that despite being informed that I would be blacklisted from the healthcare industry. And despite being, this one is a difficult one, despite being a single parent who needed to provide for my children. I mean, that is a big one. And that truly is the reason why many people truly just play it safe. Truly just stand on the right, so to speak, side of the road, or they don't rock the boat whatsoever because there is this threat to their ability to provide for their family. So I don't take it lightly, you know. It's something really difficult to make a choice about. And nobody should be put in this position where you have to decide whether your family will have food on the table tomorrow or you do the right thing. But that is often the very reason why many people who want to do the right thing don't do the right thing. So when we look at any great leader, for example, take Nelson Mandela as an example. Majority of such great leaders, such as Nelson Mandela, stood up for something much greater than themselves. And despite the mounting opposition to do something opposite, they did this many times. They do this knowing that the path to authenticity is oftentimes a path that is less traveled. It's just the same way as the Authenticity Island, which is often an island less visited, you know. But, you know, there's this conviction inside of them to do what is right. And that conviction is much greater than their own personal agenda for their lives. It's much greater than their dreams. It's a selfless agenda where you're looking out for not just you anymore, but it's the world. You're looking out for the world, the bigger picture. You know what I mean? So oftentimes that conviction is so strong in them. And it's not to say that some people are created with this conviction and other people are created with this, not having this conviction. No. We all have this conviction when we are created because we are all such pure human beings, and we're going to talk more about that. But if we go back to that childhood years of our lives, that conviction was present. So, but then with life, you know, we get corrupted by how people live life, you know, and we then adopt ways of living life that are contrary to how we were raised. But for those who stand up for something much greater than themselves, like the legendary Nelson Mandela, this conviction remains a powerful kind of ignition within them that continues to propel them to do something much greater than them, to stand up for what's greater than them. And this conviction comes with courage, and we're going to talk about that as well. So again, going back to us being little children, we were all taught how to recognize good and bad. And even when we were not taught how to recognize good and bad, there is something about an innocence of a child where they feel the side of goodness. They have a way of just their intuition just telling them that this is right. This is the right thing to do. And then they also have this knowing of what is wrong. Yeah. So many times, even when a child hasn't been taught right from wrong, there's this knowing inside of them that they are doing the right thing or that they are doing the wrong thing. And that's why when you meet a child innocently doing something wrong and immediately they identify that you're there, someone else is watching them, they immediately just have this very guilty face. And many times it's no one taught them that. It's a knowing that we're all created with, the ability to know what is right and wrong. So in moments when we are faced with mounting opposition to do what we feel is not good, or is not right, it's important that we go back to our childhood convictions. Go back to that time when you were an innocent, uncorrupted human being and look at the convictions that drove you at that period of time. The values you were raised with. The innocence of a child is so pure and so powerful that I just call upon us to just really go back and anchor ourselves back to that period of time when we were innocently a child, you know, a child with such great gifts and such great power. So as children, we just loved every human being. I mean, we were never taught to hate. This world has taught us to hate. But as human beings, we came into this world with the pureness of our Heavenly Father. And that pureness is something that we need to somehow anchor ourselves with whenever, and not whenever, but at all times. So for me, my conviction also comes from my relationship with God. So you'll hear me mention God many times on my podcast because He is the reason for my being, and He is the reason why I am the person I am today, because of the chipping away against my rough edges that He has done to make me a better person, and He continues to do so. And the love that He gives me so unconditionally, even when I fail Him so many times. So you will hear me speak on God so many times because that's how much I value him and that's how much of an influence he is to me. So I often center myself back to a place where God is calling me to trust in him, to listen to him and to take guidance. In such instances where I have to make a critical decision, and oftentimes it's a decision that leads me to this island all by myself. And that is the place I had to anchor myself when my career was at threat and I made the decision to do and stand up for what was right. So we have to actually push against the tide, because the tide is the opposition. Yeah, it will come against your beliefs, your values, you know, but you have to push against that and find that conviction that is in each and every one of us, that pureness that we were born with, the knowing of what is right and what is wrong. So for me, there is this feeling that I never, ever want to feel. It's this feeling of, you know, really disappointing God and really going against his, you know, directive. And so for me, my relationship with God oftentimes drives my decisions. And once I have this peace from God, I move in the direction no matter what. And that is exactly what I did when I was faced with this, you know, life-changing decision I had to make that meant going against the majority to stand up for what was right, to stand up for millions and millions of patients who really needed access to proper healthcare. So I want to just underscore the importance of moving when you have a peace about the situation. Don't act impulsively, you know? Don't act without thinking and praying and just centering yourself. If you don't believe in God, whatever it is, the higher power that you believe in, you know, I respect that. If that is what you believe in, just anchor yourself there and find some peace that surpasses all understanding. And then is when you take your stand, you know, but don't move aimlessly or without any strategic thought to what you're doing. So doing all that is great. How do we do it? We cannot absolutely stand up and stay true to who we are without courage. I mean, courage is truly the backbone of staying true to who you are, because it takes courage to be authentic, honestly, because most of the time the popularity is on the other side. The majority are on the other side. So it really requires courage to be who you are unapologetically, to stand up for what you believe in, regardless of how many people choose to stand with you, to not look the other side when your neighbor is in need of help. You know, it takes courage to go into places such as social justice areas, such as human trafficking, and fight for those who are trafficked and get them out of that situation. To fight for slavery and free people from slavery, it takes courage. It takes courage to stand up against the majority. And my friend, it also takes courage to also do the opposite, to do all the evil that we see in this world. It takes courage for those people to do those acts of evilness, those who choose to, you know, kill people and do all these evil acts. It takes courage. You know, they do it the first time, that's courage. And then they build it up over time, the courage becomes something normal. It's the same way, the more you apply courage into your life, it will become a normal thing and you will no longer be so frazzled by it. So what I always ask is for God to give me the courage and the wisdom to execute on his assignments, because I cannot do it on my own. And without wisdom, I cannot do it effectively. So wisdom is very key for me. We need to be wise in the decisions we make and how we do it. And so God oftentimes will drive me and will connect me with the right people at the right time, and will just give me empowering thoughts and a peace of mind to go forward. So, courage. Let's pray for courage, guys. Let's pray for courage, because we need more courage in corporate America. We need more courage in our society. Courage to do the right thing, because the mounting pressures that are against us are just so overwhelming. So what I also always anchor myself back to is the fact that anything that is inauthentic will never stand the pressures of life. Anything that is inauthentic will automatically fall and crack wide open when the floods come rushing in. It is really, truly difficult to maintain an inauthentic being or maintain an inauthentic product and compete with authenticity. The authentic human being and the authentic product will always ultimately endure the pressures of time and ultimately then stand as the winner, you know? And so when we choose to take a direction that is inauthentic to who we are and that is not the right direction to take, we also have to be aware that there are consequences to everything. And that is the reason why I go back to saying inauthenticity is really, really, really difficult to stand the pressures of life. So anything that you receive in a way that is inauthentic, you will have to maintain it in such a way. And so, for example, if you were to receive a promotion that you absolutely don't even qualify for, and you got it based on the people you know and how well you play your political game, to maintain that and to continue to climb up the corporate ladder, you will have to continue to remain inauthentic to who you are, no matter how much you fight it. Because once your authentic self shows up, then the opposite, the majority people will not be on your side. So how do you maintain it? If you received that promotion based on who you know and how, you know, how well you're playing your political game, then you will have to maintain it as such. You will have to continue to play that political game, to continue to stay where you are or to climb the corporate ladder. And when you're faced with someone who is of a different opinion, who values authenticity, you will not be able to sustain yourself in that position, because all of a sudden you find yourself being, for lack of a better word, naked. Because it's easy to spot an inauthentic human being or product. And I take that back. It's not as easy, but over time, the inauthenticity of something shows itself. Yeah. Over time, the more you are around authentic human beings and products, the more you can spot inauthenticity. It's the same thing. The more you buy like designer bags, you know, it's easier to get yourself able to spot an inauthentic designer bag. You know what I mean? If you're a Louis girl and all you buy is Louis, come on now. If someone shows up with a fake Louis, I expect you to be an expert and identify it as such. You know what I mean? And also too, even if you test the product against any pressures, the inauthenticity of a product will never stand the pressures of life. And therefore, ultimately, you have to continue to side with the inauthentic side for you to continue to be protected in that bubble of inauthenticity so that you can continue to survive. But if you free yourself from all that, then you survive based on your authentic human being, based on who you are. You know what I mean? And therefore, you don't have to fake it. You don't have to pretend to be someone you're not. As you can see, I have a lot to say about this, and we are headed to a 30-minute podcast, which is something I don't prefer to do because I like to give people small doses so that we can all digest what we are talking about. So I'm going to end it right there. But I want to ask and dare us all to really empower ourselves and surround ourselves with people who really advocate for authenticity, really advocate for us remaining true to who we are, who don't surround us with pressures to become someone else. So we need to free ourselves from those pressures of life. And once we free ourselves from this pressure of remaining in the popular crowd or, you know, climbing up that political ladder by, you know, playing the political game, once we free ourselves from all of that, we get to really live life and live it in such a way that we truly maximize who we were created to be. You know what I mean? And so for us to really achieve the greatness within us, we have to achieve freedom in remaining true to who we are. We cannot achieve greatness remaining inauthentic. So greatness can only come, and true greatness, that's what I'm talking about. True greatness comes when we remain and free ourselves of any pressures to be someone else, and we remain who we are. And I'm going to end this real quick and say something real quick. For example, I always have struggled in corporate America being an African descent, of African descent. Yeah, I have this accent, yeah, that is very unique. And many times I'm in a meeting or in boardrooms that I'm pretty much the only one with this accent. You know what I mean? There may be other Black people around me, but when we speak, you immediately recognize that Christine is different. So for the longest time, I struggled with this. I tried to like become the norm, you know, so that my accent can actually become the norm. I tried to change all that so that I can actually fit in. I don't know what happened one day, but God gave me this conviction to remain true to who I am. And from that day, I was so proud to just enter any room, any conference room, any meeting, and just be who I am. And, you know, I welcome questions about my accent and everything, you know. And so I choose to keep my accent the way it is and not try to blend it, because I realized that this accent of mine has actually gained me access to people that I would normally not even talk to. You know what I mean? It has been a conversation starter in many instances. And so whatever we oftentimes want to change about ourselves so that we can be just like the rest of us, oh no, please, whenever you have those thoughts, think twice about them, because oftentimes who you are is the authentic being, and no one else can be that person but you. So my friend, I want to dare us all. This is a dare to all of us. I'm not perfect. I struggle with this all the time. Let's just dare to do great things in this world. And for us to do great things, we must free ourselves and remain authentic to who we are. Until next time, my friend, have yourself a lovely week, and we'll talk soon. Bye. And if this is your first time here, I'd love to say welcome to our community. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I'd love to hear from you. So if you could head over to our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at Unearthed with Christine Babu, leave me a message over there. Let me know what you thought about today's show. And when you're done with that, would you head over to Spotify and Apple Podcast and subscribe to the show, as well as leave your review. Your reviews are so important to me because it helps us mold and shape this community such that Everyone that comes into this community is able to unearth the greatness that is in them. And when you're done with that, would you do me one last favor? Would you send the link of this show to your friends via text message, via WhatsApp, share it on your social media pages so that we can reach more people and help them transform their lives? Remember, my friend, you matter. I don't care what anyone else has ever told you. You matter. There's so much greatness in you. Now I want you to go out there in the world and let that shine. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, have yourself a lovely day.